case. Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This postcast, women's basketball. Getting into that here in just a moment. It's the very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest postcast of this podcast. Postcast recaps, of course, news and other things like that, from football all the way to indoor men's track and field team. And then some there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics. I'm going to tell you this right off the bat. And maybe I'm probably to blame because I put it out there saying, this should be a win. This should be a win for the K-State women's basketball team. Playing worse. Again, I know. Stuff happens. Stuff happens. You cannot play these games on paper. You got to go out there to the court, field, the golf course, the track, whatever it is. You got to go out and perform. K-State women's basketball, they didn't do that last night. This is the worst loss of the season. By far. Yes, they're a young team. I know that, right? We've discussed this all year long, but to come away, to lose to the worst team in the Big 12, or one of the worst teams in the Big 12, only one win, Arizona. You got to credit them. Credit them for coming out and putting K-State in the hole early in the basketball game as K-State was basketball lose to Arizona last night, 72-62 in Tucson, Arizona. Again, this is sell this team this year. You can beat the good teams. You can beat Ole Miss. You can upset a Texas Tech. You can beat Arizona State, but you cannot beat a team that has had one win in the Big 12. I mean, look, going in, both of these teams were subpar. Well, K-State was over 500. Arizona was not. Even Arizona was like one game back of being 500, so it wasn't. They're not a terrible team, but again, you get conference play. This Arizona team, they ain't nothing. And even the return of Tess Hill, which Tess Hill had a great game, but even that wasn't enough. You want to pull your hat out of this one. This one should have been a win. And this was a missed opportunity. Missed opportunity. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say this is by far the worst loss of the season by this women's basketball team. Tessia was excellent. I was more concerned about that suspension, unfortunately, out of her own doing, ruined that rhythm that she was in the last month and a half. Before NCAA out of nowhere said, hey, you're out of, you're suspended. 18 points. She double-doubled. I think. No, she was one rebound shy of a double-double. Excuse me. 18 and 9 last night. But everybody else, where everybody else at last night's game? Nowhere to be found, apparently. Again, it's just the inconsistencies. And I call this way before this started with this. We got, how many games is this now? Like 25 games. We're 25 games in. Let me pull this up real quick. 25 games in. And so it's like Arizona bumps to 500 and so does K-State. So, that the records, you are what you are right there. And Arizona had, hang on a second, let me double check, three scores, three starters in double figures, while K-State only had two, and two really for the game. Two for the game. Yeah, Taryn Sides added 13. She was 13-3, had an assist. Yeah, Tess Steele, 18-9 last night. 6-16 from the field in the ball game for Heel. Natasha Klosses, where was she at in this game? 2 points in the game. I said, you hope, even Coach, now again, I don't know. Izell Arenas added 7 off the bench. But again, Klosses, you're missing that productivity there. Where is that at? You got what she got the other night. They probably win this game still. There's nothing there. Garcia, only 2 points. You got to get more from out of that. Yeah, she's your distributor out of the basketball, but that you got to get more from that. I'm sorry. You got to get more out of that here. We take a look inside the box score after this loss by K-State. 72-62. Arizona pulls it out, wins it by 10. Pretty much Arizona led from start to finish. in this game. They put, 27-11 after the first quarter. When I looked up, next thing I know, it's 8-0 Arizona. And I knew right there. Sometimes it's a runner. Yeah, I know. I'm adding this in, but as an example, as a runner, you feel good. Now, again, they tell you to go not in a race, particularly not to go too fast, right? But it's just one of those things. Some runs is one of those things that you know in the first 5K, first 3 miles, is this run's going to suck ass, or this run's going to be really, really good. And from the moment Arizona went up 7-0, 7-8-0, right off the bat, ain't no way. This game gonna suck ass for the women's basketball team, and it did. Their ass. Arizona put up 27 points in the first quarter, off to a very slow start, and then it flipped around in the second. This is a tale of two quarters, and this is what I'm talking about. The ebbs and flows of the K-State women's basketball season, and this is just, this is a bad. This is a bad loss. There's no way around it. There, and you took a flip around in the second quarter, right? K-State outscored Arizona. Was terrible in the second quarter. K-State got after them 18-6 to get back in it, right? And then the third quarter, which usually is the K-State quarter, and then Arizona just outscores K-State by 7-3, and then by then it's too late. It's too late there for K-State in the game there as they lose this ball game. Yeah, Azil Arenas had 7 off the bench to lead the bench there. Let me see here. Yeah, if Ivona Skecevic played a lot in this game, she had her best night. She let me see here real quick. Yeah, Natasha did play 26 minutes and only produced, 3 points? That's not going to cut it at this point. Zellerinas, we already said at 19 minutes of action. Ivona Skecevic, 23 minutes last night, 4 of 9, 8 points there for Ivona to 8-4 last night, her best night as a K-State Wildcat right there. If anything, that's a positive there. Jordan Spicer only had 4 points last night. So did Brandy Herod and Anaya Foy last night there as well. K-State loses this ball game. Arizona, back to them real quick. They shot 47% from the field, only 25% from 3-point land, and they were led again by Nolani Cornfield. 21 points last night for the Lady Wildcats, 4 rebounds. Let me see. Did I just see that right? Samaya Sapung. Double-double, 12 and 13. She got after on them boards in K-State. Woo! That 12 and 13, and then Blessing Ajibanjo added 17 there for the Lady Wildcats there. Well-deserved win for them, for the Arizona Wildcats. Meanwhile, for the other Wildcats, I just realized this just now, the Battle of the Wildcats, they shot 38% from the field last night, only 23% shooting from downtown. The ball game there, it's 10, yeah. Only 10 second chance points, 3 8 points in the paint, 8 fast break points. Yeah, Arizona led wire to wire in the game. Arizona led wire to wire this game. Huge for them. So you got to give them all the credit. 20 points off turnovers, K-State, 27 bench points. Yeah, so it's pretty decent, but you have to get more for your starters. That just cannot happen. Yeah, Klassen's only 2 points. Mariah White started. You're not getting nothing from her. Garcia, you're barely getting anything. Garcia continues to be inconsistent. Clausens went back down there. If you get what Garcia and Clausens generally from the Arizona State game upset, you win this game. I keep saying you need 3 scores. You need 3 people, let Wildcats to at least hit double figures to give you a shot. That did not happen last night, so take that away. You need more from your starters. You just cannot get. Tess Hill can't do it everything. And Tess Hill had 3 assists with a great stat line there. Terrence Ives, 13 more points. We already said that 3 rebounds and an assist last night for her, last night in this loss. But, yeah, I'm sure Jeff may be pulling his hair out there after this one. It just can't happen. You have to get more from these starters or just change the lineup up. even when
Terrence Todd was going through her funk a little bit, I've said get Terrence Todd, put her on the bench as a sixth lady. And yeah, Tessio started. Well, both of them, Sides and Heel, started this game. So it's gonna be interesting. And Cecevic had a great night last night, so that's gonna be interesting. 23 minutes. You need people to score the basketball. How many times have I said that in the last month and a half or so? On both sides. Here, there as well. More notes here. As K-State hit with his 12th loss, of the season there. 72-62 last night. They're in the game last night. We're going to take this break real quick. We'll be back with final thoughts on this 10-point loss for K-State Wildcats here after this.
Arizona 72, Kansas State 62. K-State won basketball last night, loses by 10 on the road as they were attempting to sweep the state of Arizona. They did, that did not happen last night. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, winning, not a winning postcast, the latest edition of a postcast here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State State, K-State Sports, which you can get wherever you get your podcast free and available daily. We just record K-State content. Like, subscribe. If you like what you listen to, hit the long bell, time to update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. This won't come out until tonight. So there is that. Yeah, so let me see. Yeah, test more notes here, as I said. Yeah, I don't have anything on Jeff Mini anyway. So there you go. he's probably upset. Yeah, there as well. But Tess Heal, 85th time in her college career, hitting double figures there. And now continues her hot second half season's hot streak there as well. So we already mentioned that. Yeah, so pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's pretty much straightforward there as well. Let me see if I can, let me do this real quick. Check the standings here now. Before we talk about the next game here, yeah, you had opportunity there, and now you fall back even more. And before this game, K-State was in a three-way tie with Arizona State. And who was what I said? BYU? Yeah, BYU. BYU lost. So, yeah, that going on. So, there's a log jam right now. Still some time, but, yeah, you have to figure out how to be more consistent at this point in the season. You have played 24 games now, exactly, and you just got to be consistent. I said that in the last spoke says. I'm going to say it again, and probably going to keep saying it. Got to get more. You just got to be better. Just got to be better against these teams. Yeah, if you don't come with it every night, this is the perfect example of that. You lose. Especially, you don't come out of blocks. You don't come out of blocks fast enough, you're not going to win. That's plain and simple there as well. So next, for the K-State women's basketball team, two-game homestand in Bramlage. That begins on Saturday when I just talked about BYU. BYU is ahead of K-State right now in the women's basketball standings right now. Same records in the conference, 5-6. But BYU is 16-7. And K-State, as I just documented, 12-12. In overall, 5-6 in the Big 12. 4 o'clock tip. And I believe here it is going to be National Girls and Women's in Sports Day game, which we just had. The National Women's in Sports Day. Also, K-State is promoting that here on, well, not here, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas on Saturday. So, K-State will need to bounce back. So, yeah, 2 days to get ready for BYU. So, that is the next game for the K-State women's basketball team. You can't make the game in Bramlage. That game will be on ESPN Plus and can be heard on kstatesports.com. Tess Hill comes back last night following the unexpected suspension, but it doesn't matter because where the rest of the team at? Lose to almost last place Arizona last night in Tucson, Arizona. So they end the road trip in the state of Arizona 1-1. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite K-State podcast, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Arizona 72, K-State 62. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mode. This has been another postcast edition right here of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.